You're on.
Well, hello, smithereens. Here I am, back. I hope that I can continue to entertain and entertain you guys anyways. And I don't know if you remember me or not. I mean, I was gone for a couple of years. So this is Lorraine, and I'm with CICK. And I used to have what? Porch Talk?
Talk and Council Briefs.
Okay. Porch Talk and Council Briefs. I don't know. I've been discussing it with my handy-dandy friend here who's going to be helping me because I don't know nothing anymore.
Yeah, this is Megan Brady who's helping you today, and I'm happy to be here to assist in any way we can.
What I discovered, which was amazing, is that, I mean, I was moaning about the fact that I've had a stroke and don't remember anything. And she is my stroke buddy. She's had a stroke as well.
I did.
And she is alive and kicking. So there. So I actually have a future. I didn't think I did.
Oh, you betcha you do. And I definitely feel a kindredness to you, Lorraine, because we have both gone through a stroke. Mine was in 2001, and yours was within the last,
2024.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're doing great, kid.
I don't know about that. If you find me at home trying to figure out where in the heck did I put that thing, the cat sometimes can find it.
Well, so why don't we even let people know that because of this kindred sharing of a stroke, we came up with a name for today's show.
For today's show, and maybe we'll keep it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What's the name?
Well, you thought of it, and I thought, yeah, it's called A Stroke of Luck. And believe you me, it's going to be a stroke of luck if I can continue with this. But that's okay, because I've got backup.
You got it. I'm yeah. here to help.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. Now, there's I don't know. There was a few things that I thought of, but then,
We could start with this here. We could start with just letting the folks know this guy there, and then we can keep chatting.
Okay. So this is CICK, and it's a community radio station, and it's based in Smithers. If you're listening to us from a distance, Well, if you're listening while you're driving, you must pay attention to the road first. But otherwise, pay attention here.
Full focus on us, unless you're driving.
Yeah. And like I say, it's going to be called, for a while anyways, A Stroke of Luck. And this is, like I say, it's this Smithers Community Radio Station, which is awesome. You cannot beat it. You cannot.
Yeah, no, we have a great time here. It's an amazing core place that holds sort of this catch-all of different people and different perspectives. And
Yeah. And for me, my perspective now, because I've aged a little bit, was to see if I can reach out to some of the seniors here in town who might enjoy to listen to music from the good old days. For me anyways, some of the music that goes on now is kind of like, huh, is that really music spelled M-U-S-I-C? You know, some of the music is, you can't even dance to it, really. So I just thought maybe it's time to renew some of the stuff that I used to like so much and danced to at home by myself. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have a cat now, so I don't know if she would let me pick her up. And let me hold her while I dance. I don't know. But anyways, I think that's going to be the theme for now. But I know that there are people out there that are listening to the radio. And maybe if you've got ideas is what, and now it's got to be nice to call the program, that would be okay. But for now, it's going to be called Stroke of Luck.
Yeah, I like it. And the fact that both of us have kind of gone through the trials and tribulations that comes with a stroke. I mean, even just running this board, like really, I haven't done a whole heck of a lot of radio myself since having my stroke. But getting back in here and going through it all it's you know, it feels good. And I think it does become more, not familiar, I don't even know what the word is, but more comfortable as you do it a little bit more. So having you back in here, and I mean, you're already a natural at the mic, so.
Well, I've always been told that I talk a lot. and I'm not shy about things. So, yeah, I don't mind. I am curious to know how the community feels about this program. It mainly, like I say, I've mentioned it, that I would really like to focus on seniors and perhaps maybe even do some interviews if you guys would be interested. I do have a little recorder. I can come and pay a visit, and you can tell me, you know, what you've done in your life. Because some people I know have had amazing things and have traveled far and wide. I'm not a big traveler. I actually, if you want to know, I am kind of traveling. I have a treadmill at home.
That's great. You're going places.
Well, I count my steps, and I decided I was going to walk across Canada. And so I stopped when I moved because I had a stroke, and I've only just restarted a couple of weeks ago, but I'm in Furland, Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And I'm not getting a lot of steps in a day, but I did have 1,000 and something the other day, but I was busy cleaning the apartment.
Yeah,
so
I'll take
so you know, that helps. But I'd be curious to know, you know, have any of you guys ever gone all the way across Canada? It's one thing to drive across, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or to catch a train across, right?
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. But I'm walking, and so when I get where I, you know, however many steps I take, I, how do you say, investigate, you know.
Nice, like research the place.
Yeah.
Like, where is this town that you just said?
That's,
you know?
Right. That's and cool. What is it like? Is it big, small? And mm-hmm. mostly I travel along the border.
Yeah.
You know, so that I don't go get myself lost. Wouldn't that be something?
It's a straight shot. That's good.
But it's interesting to, you know, to see. And when I tell people I'm walking across Canada, they always look at me like, really? But it's true. I am. I decided to do that. And once I'm done, I want to put my foot, because when I started, I put my foot in, what do you call that?
The Pacific.
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
Or
Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah. Kind mm-hmm. of. You know, you put your foot there, and then now I plan to put my foot in whatever's over there. What's
the
that ocean? The Atlantic?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't remember things that good.
It's okay. The other day, I'll admit, I'm not great at geography, because I made a fool of myself the other day saying the wrong country entirely. I was like, oh yeah, that place, it's in Africa or something. I was very wrong. Anyway, so I'm surprised that I even knew that it's the Atlantic on that side and the Pacific on this side. So
yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
We're doing okay. What the heck?
I have to also just say, you were starting to talk about the music choices and music selection.
Yes.
And I'm sure most of my friends know that some of my favorites are oldies, quote unquote oldies. So like I have the 40s station going most of the time, or the 50s station going most of the time. Those are my like favorite genre or time of music.
They make sense.
Yeah. So the songs that you know, the whole album you brought in today, I'm like, cool, I know most of those songs. That sounds great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at any point when you wanted to, we could play one of the songs.
Sure. I'm open to it. I just brought that just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got more at home. And mainly because I can move and dance a bit with mm-hmm. them. But some of the music nowadays, it's like, really?
Yeah, you sure can't do the same dance moves. Or sometimes you can. I do like when you've seen a YouTube video and they play like they'll have oldies music, but with kind of newer age dance going to it. And I'm kind of like, that's a nice little mashup.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
So should we maybe start off with Fly Me to the Moon?
Sure.
Let's see if that's actually even the correct song that I'm going to play here, but let's give it a try.
Well,
so
give it a try. Don't even sit down. Just try to keep, you know, dance. Get up and dance.
Let's go.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
We're back.
Oh, okay. I hope everybody liked that. Just trying to redo my hearing here.
Yeah, you feel free to get comfortable, too, if you need to sit back at all.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just don't want to all of a sudden fade.
Yeah, no, we'll keep you fresh.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I didn't have a lot of plans as to what I was going to do today. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself. I'm back, and I did have a stroke, which really kind of... If I'm uptown and I don't say hi or anything, it's because I have no memory of stuff anymore. But don't be shy.
Mm-hmm. Come up, reintroduce.
Yeah, come up and say hi. My name is, or your name is, or whatever. And I'm happy to be here. This is home. This has always been home to me, and I'm starting to remember where places are, things are. I've begun my crocheting again.
Amazing. I love that.
And I found the lady that has a lot of yarn and stuff uptown. And I plan to go visit with her because I want to crochet a cat bed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And apparently the crochet hook is something like a 40.
Huge, right?
It's humongous. Yeah. Because nice. It's really big yarn. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of that.
Right.
So I have to go in and just see if she has any, and if not, if she can get me some, order some for me.
Yeah, right.
Because I want to make, I have a cat.
Yeah, and, tell me about your cat. What was your cat's name again?
Oh, goodness. When I first got her from the Humane Society in Prince George, Because I was told I can't have a dog in the apartment, so I thought, oh, okay, I'll settle on a cat. I just need to have some furry thing around. And so I got a hold of where they have lost animals and so on. And they had a cat, and she was a couple of months old, and her name was Fiona. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I don't know about a cat named Fiona. I've never had a cat. So I had her with me for a while, and I thought, she's no more of a Fiona than I am, you know, poor thing. So I thought, I shortened it to Fifi.
That's a great name. Fifi works.
Well, yeah, but then she would look at me like, you called. And so I thought, I'm not going to go around here going Fifi. So I just shortened it again some more so that she's Fee. And if she's getting into trouble, I just have to holler at her, Fee. And she turns and looks at me like, You know, she's very much the boss, which is interesting. I didn't think cats had that personality of wanting control.
Mm-hmm.
Or taking, never mind wanting,
taking
control. You know, she's the boss of me. If she wants, you know, up on the couch, she gets up on the couch.
Yep.
If I've left it too cold in the apartment, she gets up under the cover couch, the cover for the couch.
Mm-hmm.
She climbs under there and stays under there for a while. I have to be careful when I sit down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My cat startled my sibling the other day. They just went to readjust a blanket and it moved all of a sudden. My cat's in there. She's staying warm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least she hasn't tried to get into bed with me, which is, I mean, it's her idea. I don't know where she learned that from, but she don't want to come into my bedroom unless... If it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
And she's hungry?
Well, I don't know. She just decides that that's time to get up. And she will get up and jump on the bed until I turn over. And then she'll jump off and leave.
Okay, so she's just make sure.
Yeah, she's done her job.
Somebody was telling me something about, they think that there's this theory that cats don't necessarily even think, like we're, I don't know, it sounds crazy as I'm about to say it, but the cats are just checking to see, are we still alive after
maybe.
The night? And so maybe that's her like, oh, okay, you're still good. And then she leaves and goes and does her thing.
Maybe, I don't know. She's kind of the boss of me.
Yeah.
And and we sit and watch TV at night. And she moves over a bit so that I have to move a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll cuddle up and watch TV with me.
Nice.
I mean, she doesn't exactly care for some of the programs that I like, but that's okay.
If she had opposable thumbs and could change the channel, maybe she would.
Yeah, I've caught her chewing on the channel changer.
My cat eats pencil erasers, so yeah, I could see them doing that.
Oh, no.
You know, actually, this is a perfect segue to thank a sponsor.
Oh, okay.
I think we decided that we were going to thank Babine Animal Hospital.
Oh, they're so awesome there.
Yeah.
They took. I used to have pugs.
Mm-hmm.
I had two of them. Rosie, Posey, Pudding, and Pie. Kissed the guys and made them cry. That's what I used to tell her all the time because she was really mean. And my little guy was Sandy. Sandy McGandy, the McGandy boy. And we got him as a baby. And he was my baby. And I did spoil him. She did not approve of him at all.
Mm-hmm.
She would eat her food, look over at that, and she'd sort of almost like, I could almost hear it. My food is my food. Your food is my food, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sandy and I would go and lock ourselves in the bedroom with the food. Because she was so bad. But she outlived him, and it was very hard to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
But Babine was, they were just so kind and so caring.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to deal with a crying woman in the waiting room.
Yeah, I know. They're really, really good with with that mourning and that grief process.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, I will tell people a little bit more about them, too. So they are located at 4124 Railway Avenue, and their phone number is 250-847-8887. Nice and easy to remember that number. So thank you, Babine Animal Hospital, for supporting CICK.
Yeah, thank you for taking care of my fee as well. Fiona, she's a fee. She's already gone once with you guys. And, you guys were great with her. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, we do have one other song that we could play.
Sure.
Should we do that one? Okay, so this next song is called My Foolish Heart.
Oh, there you go.
Like a lovely tune, beware my foolish heart. How white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination. It's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. His lips are much too close to mine. Beware my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire. Fascination or a dream that will fall and fade apart. It's love this time, it's love, my foolish heart.
Her lips are much too close to mine. Should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start.
Oh, this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love, this time it's love.
And we're back. So that was My Foolish Heart by Helen Forrest off of an album called A Kiss Is Still a Kiss.
And you can expect a whole bunch of other, over the next few months, a whole bunch of oldies but goodies. I have a few at home. I'm obviously not that fond of some of this thumping and banging that these young people think it's music.
You've definitely got your genre selected.
Yeah, yeah. I like to be able to, she doesn't really like it, my fee cat, but I will pick her up and we'll waltz.
Nice.
She's not that happy about that, but yeah.
Well, I've been helping Lorraine out today and my name is Megan Brady.
Oh, and you have been so super, because there's no way. You should see, guys. You should see all the buttons and sliders and whatever else is here. There's no way I could manage any of this stuff. And she doesn't even look. She just reaches over and pushes.
I'm just blindly hitting buttons and knobs, and here I go. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I was able to help out today.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're here. You're not going to be allowed to go anywhere.
We're a unit now. Find us together.
Yeah. When you know when I'm coming, you better be here. Otherwise, it's going to be a dead show. I hate to tell you.
I will say this. Potentially next show, we're going to get Faith in. And Faith's our summer intern, and she's lovely. She's an easy conversationalist as well.
Well, we can both of us question her.
There you go.
We'll get to know her. That's perfect. Better than saying question her.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, we won't turn on the that's called. Yeah, the light. You know what
whatever.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll both have aphasia together. What's that thing called? I don't know. What's the word?
Oh, yeah. No, there's so much that I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming back slowly, but it's very slow.
Yeah, well, and you got to give it time. It took me a solid year to kind of feel sort of okay again.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's okay to give it the time.
Yeah, I've had, I don't know, an ex who never thought I was normal to start with. So what can I say? You notice he's an ex? No, that's bad. I have found that people are very helpful, whether they're an ex or not.
Sure. And who wants to be normal anyways?
Well, exactly. I mean, I've always enjoyed talking with people. Oh, and that's the other thing maybe I should mention is one of the things that I would like to do, but I'll ask permission first. I don't butt in, but I'll ask permission first. But I'm wondering if anybody out there would be interested in my doing an interview, especially if it's a senior, just an interview about where do you come from, or where were you born, or you know, what are you doing nowadays, and so on. Who do you like music? What kind of music do you like? Because I don't mind playing, you know, as old stuff, you know. So that's one of the things that I would like to do. I would go out, and I've got a little recorder. And I can sit and we can chat.
That's great. Well, why don't we let people know if they wanted to, they can call and just leave a message on the voicemail here.
Yeah.
So the number at the station is 250-847-8769. And you can leave a message for Lorraine.
Yeah. And sevens are my lucky number, by the way.
That's perfect. Well, yeah. We got it set.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you let them know what they've been listening to today?
Oh, this is CICK. And what we've been calling this is a stroke of luck, this program, and I like that. And so perhaps we'll keep that. And this is the community radio station, CICK 93.9 FM. And I used to have a program here, and I'm starting up again. So keep your radios set. So that you can be there when I'm coming, because I don't like to be lonely either.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lorraine. This has been a lovely chat and nice to have you back in the studio. And we'll let folks know that they can also hear this play again on Sunday at 4 p.m. We're going to have it play in the volunteer hour, so folks can listen back into it then.
Yeah, so you can hear it again. And
got it.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll listen and know that I'll be listening too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much and have a good day.
Yeah, everybody.